The Greens say the next step in their fight to legalise gay marriage is to convince the major parties to hold a conscience vote on the issue. Not everyone is happy, though, about the decision from Labor to support yesterday's parliamentary motion for MPs to consult their electorates on same-sex marriage. Jo de Bruin says the ALP is courting electoral suicide by supporting the Greens' agenda on this issue. He's a member of the ALP National Executive and head of the powerful union, the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association. He joins you now from Canberra. Jo de Bruin, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Electoral suicide, that's pretty strong stuff. All they've done is support a Greens motion which suggests they go back and sound out their electorates about the issue of same-sex marriage. What's so suicidal about that?
Well, it guarantees that the issue is going to continue to be front page news for an indefinite period into the future. And you see, this is an issue which is only of interest to a very tiny minority of Australians. The vast majority of Australians want the government to get on with the job of implementing its policies on health and education and the broadband network and so on, rather than to be concentrating on what is clearly the agenda of the Greens, which is not representative of Australian people generally.
Sure, when you say it's an issue of interest to a tiny minority, direct interest, that's true, but perhaps a larger minority or majority, we're not sure really in this country, I guess that's the point of the debate, doesn't actually care about it, is not threatened by the idea and is happy for it to happen. Is that...
Well, I think the real thing is that the average Australian does not want the government to be concentrating on these issues such as euthanasia and gay marriage, which the Greens have put on the agenda because they do not regard them as being bread and butter issues. They are concerned about interest rates, they're concerned about education, they're concerned about the health system. These are the issues on which they want to see the government acting, and there is very little activity visible to the ordinary member of the public on these issues by the government.
So your argument here is that Julia Gillard should not allow herself to be seen to be a captive or being led by the Greens. Is that your concern for Labor?
That's exactly right. And if I had been Julia Gillard this week, I would have put the issue of gay marriage to the vote, killed the issue off once and for all, and gotten on with the business of the real issues that the ordinary person in the electorate cares about.
Now,
there are no votes for Labor in the marginal electorates in the big metropolitan areas on the gay marriage issue.
Couldn't it be said that Labor lost votes because of this issue in those very electorates?
Only to the Greens, and then those votes came back to Labor in preferences. You see, the real danger for Labor is that the more it panders to the Green agenda, the more it is seen to be shifting to the left of the political spectrum and abandoning the middle ground. And if Labor abandons the middle ground, it cannot win elections because the coalition will occupy that ground, which under Tony Abbott's leadership it does not naturally occupy.
But leading Labor lights have been calling for Labor to stand up for something, to stand up for Labor values, and those who have come out, people like Mark Abib, Melissa Park, Stephen Jones and others, have raised the notion of equity, which is, you'd have to think, a basic Labor value.
Equity is a basic Labor value, but people are getting themselves all mixed up when they say that gay marriage is in fact an issue of equity.
Why?
We all know that marriage is between a man and a woman, not just because that is what the definition of the Marriage Act says, but simply because this has been the way that it has been in the existence of the human race.
But Jo de Bruin, just on that.
Society that we have had in history, marriage has been between a man and a woman. So to turn that topsy-turvy by saying that somehow there is a right to marriage for same-sex couples is fundamentally wrong, and such a right has never, ever been defined by the United Nations or anybody else.
Sure, but...
It's a right that a tiny minority asserts for itself, but it has no foundation in reality.
But the Marriage Act was only changed to stipulate marriage as an act between a man and a woman in 2004 by the Howard government.
Right. But,
and also, you
that,
have, some people do argue that the institution of marriage has
that,
developed over the years.
The definition of marriage was that it was between a man and a woman. All that definition did was to put into words what everybody has understood for the entire existence of the Marriage Act.
Your union is a very powerful union within the Labor Party, and many senior front benches are members of your union, Mark Bishop, Jacinta Collins, Tony Burke, and others. Is this, these comments by you, and depending on how Julia Gillard handles this, is this a threat to her authority in the party?
It's not a threat to her authority. It's really an attempt to give some guidance to the party, which I believe is sort of drifting at the moment and in real danger of not misunderstanding what they should be doing in the federal parliament.
What would you do if any of those politicians I just named, who are representative of your union, for instance, a minister like Tony Burke, campaigned in favour of gay marriage?
Every single member of the parliament, including those who are associated with the SDA in some way, are free to make their own decisions at all times, and they do. The idea that they somehow do only what the SDA does is fundamentally wrong. But when we had our National Council meeting as a union just last month, we had a discussion on the issue of gay marriage and euthanasia, and we carried a policy resolution which commits the union itself and its officers to campaign against both these issues in any forum where the issue comes up.
And
so what I'm doing in expressing my view is carrying out a policy decision which is only 1 month old.
Joe De Bruin, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Joe De Bruin is the head of the powerful union, the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association, and a member of Labor's National Executive, which meets today in Canberra.